Sing Out magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today, it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out radio magazine. This is the Sing Out radio magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from the CD Wait for the Wagon by the Skirt Lifters, and we heard a tune called Takes the Cakewalk Round on their own record label. Well, the election is behind us, and as I'm creating this week's program, the results are not official. But no matter what your politics, I bet you could use a laugh or two. This week, we fill up the Sing Out radio magazine with humorous songs to drive away the post-election blues. We'll open with Kate Campbell and a song about Jesus and tomatoes. Just for laughs on this week's Sing Out radio magazine.
So I was driving over there in Western Carolina. Y'all know mountains. So I'm up there, and it's a beautiful sunny day, and it's a summertime, and there's this fruit and vegetable stand by the side of the road. And bigger than the fruit and vegetable stand was a sign out front saying, Jesus and tomatoes coming soon. I knew immediately that was going to have to be a song, you know.
I bought a pack of seeds. Tennessee Bradley's the best homegrown you'll find. How it happened, I don't know. Must have been the miracle grow. Oh, I could not believe my eyes. In my tomato bed, a holy image, blood red smile. Ripe phenomenon. Even made the evening news and had a website to this vegetable from heaven.
Or is it a fruit?
What arose up from the dirt now sells on t-shirts. Smile, God. Coming soon. profits kept rolling in. I prayed they'd never end and filed for tax exemption. Heard a knocking at my door. Was a lawyer for the Lord saying, don't do this no more. I said, come and dine with me and we'll have a BLT smile. God loves you. I see him on the vine. This just might be a sign.
One morning while reading the paper, in search of a new set of wheels, the classifieds had a most curious ad in their listing of automobiles. I read in suspicious amusement what seemed like a wild stroke of luck. Corvette Stingray, it said, low mileage, bright red, 83 model, 65 bucks. Now I was used to my newspaper's typos. Still I call up that number straightway. About that 83 vet, have you sold that thing yet? She said, no, you're my first call today. I said, there's been some mistake in the paper. They printed the price wrong somehow. Oh no, replied she, they got that from me. I said, don't sell that car, I'm leaving now. Her address wasn't a part of the city where I'd ventured just one time or two, where the doctors, bank presidents, and lawyers are residents, and the houses are massive and new. As I turned up her half-mile driveway, there in the heat of the day, in the sunlight it gleamed, the car of my dreams, just $65 away. Now the interior was done in white leather, had a 587 V8, gull wingspan doors, first four on the floor, and the 8-channel tape deck was great. There was chrome on the fenders, an aerodynamic design, a bar, a TV, it was boggling to me that for $65 this was mine. I expected that this woman was crazy to sell off this car at that price. But as we walked down the lane, she seemed perfectly sane. But she was charming, really quite nice. And she smiled in such great satisfaction as she handed me title and keys. I said, I've just gotta know why you've let this thing go. What's wrong with this car? Tell me, please. Says she, I'll be 60 come Tuesday, and I've lived here with my husband Earl. Well, after 30 years wed, and without a word said, he left me for a young teenage girl. But with his credit cards left here behind him, I knew that he couldn't get far. Last night from Florida he sent a wire to me, said, I need money, dear, sell the car.
Blau ist Gras, Schau. of me. Nichts als blaues Gras sehe ich.
This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we're listening to Music Just for Laughs. And that was a piece of music written by that little-known German composer, P.D.Q. Bach, from the recording Black Forest Bluegrass, and the first section, the recitative and aria from his cantata Blaues Gras. Featuring on the banjo, we had Bill Keith. On the mandolin, we had Eric Weisberg. On the guitar, Happy Traum. PDQ Bach, Black Forest Bluegrass, and that's on Vanguard Records. And before that, John McCutcheon from his collection Water from Another Time and the great story about the Red Corvette. That's on Rounder Records, and we let off that set with a tune I never tire of. The tune is called Jesus and Tomatoes from Kate Campbell and her recording Two Nights in Texas. We're listening to more lighthearted music this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. We've been through quite an ordeal with all these months of the presidential campaign. We're going to lead off this next set with a tune written by Peter Ostrushko along with some guy named Keeler, all about winter up north. Horizontal Hold on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
It's getting cold, the radio said. Let's go upstairs, go back to bed. You get the chips, I'll get the spread. Now grab the cat, let's go to bed. Now grab those olives, smoke those toasters too. Get some Oreos and the Mountain Dew. Buttered popcorn in a bowl. Got color TV, got remote control. I'm on.
Hello, I must be going. I cannot stay, I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going.
For my sake, you must stay. If you should go away, you'll spoil the party I am throwing.
I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through. But I am telling you, I must be a-going.
Before you go, will you oblige us
and tell us of your deeds so glowing?
I'll do anything you say. In fact, I'll even stay.
Good.
But I must be going.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer.
Did someone call me Schnorrer?
Hooray, hooray, hooray. He went into the jungle where all the monkeys throw nuts.
If I stay here, I'll go nuts.
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
I put all my reliance in courage and defiance and risk my life for science. Hey, hey!
One day in Madagascar, he bagged a dozen weasels.
Yes, and all of them had measles.
Hooray, hooray, hooray!
I faced a chimpanzee once, so close I felt his breath. The creature looked at me once and laughed himself to death.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! One day I caught an eagle, too big for me to tote. I changed him for a sparrow, a jackass, and a goat.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! One day a vicious monkey chased me a mile or two. I hid behind a donkey, the donkey fainted too.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding!
That's me! I had a guy named Tita, he lent me his repeater. I brought down a mosquito, hey, hey!
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
The first day I arrived in Africa.
Hooray for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
The first day I arrived in
Africa.
Hooray
for Captain Spaulding, the African explorer. Hooray, hooray.
The first day I arrived, hooray for Captain, fooled you that time, didn't I?
Hooray, hooray,
and pearly teeth, dearly love to see. I know one that has them, and she's a beauty too. Oh, she is the sweetest girlie, and she's got the money too. Now won't I love my honey, and won't I spend her money. I'm as happy as a flower that sips a falling dew, 'cause I got a little girlie, and she's got the money too. She owns the finest Cadillac, Buick in the town. She tells me that she loves me. Oh, listen, wouldn't you? Oh, she is the sweetest girlie, and she's got the money, too. Now, won't I love my honey, and won't I spend her money? I'm as happy as a flower that sips a falling dew, 'cause I got a little girlie, and she's got the money, too. By Parson Brown, then I will be the richest, most important man in town. sees her through, 'cause she is the sweetest girlie, and she's got the money too. Now won't I love my honey, Lord, yes, and won't I spend her money, ain't it a sin? I'm as happy as a flower that sips a falling dew, 'cause I got a little girlie, and she's got the money too. Well, the wedding, it is over, and much to my surprise, the money that she said she had was just a pack of lies. The Cadillac was borrowed, the Buick it was too. Now she's not the sweetest girlie, and our marriage it is through. Now won't I love my honey, Lord, no, because she has no money. But I'm happy as a flower that sips a falling dew, 'cause I got a brand new girlie, and she's got the money too.
About a Bear Mountain picnic that never ever happened. This was supposed to happen, but it never did. This was about 2 years ago in New York City when they had a Bear Mountain picnic for all the old people that had stayed indoors all winter long, and they sold tickets to the picnic. But a group of people got together and printed up some phony tickets, and they sold all their tickets to the picnic too. So that was twice as many people on the boat than was supposed to be on the boat. And 3,000 people was supposed to be on the boat, and 6,000 people got on the boat. And the picnic never happened because the boat sank. And it was all down there, and it was all in the papers. This was supposed to be for all the people in the springtime who like to find a picnic. This is called "If Picnic Never Happened." It's called "Talking Bear Mountain Picnic Massacre Blues." Well, I saw it advertised one day that the Bear Mountain Picnic was coming my way. Come along and take a trip, bring you up there on a ship. Bring the wife and kids, bring the whole family, you. Well, I run right down and I bought a ticket for this thing called the Bear Mountain Picnic. But little did I realize I was in for a funny surprise. It had nothing to do with picnics. Didn't even see a mountain. I'm scared of bears anyhow. Took the wife and kids down to the pier. There were 6,000 people there. Everybody had a ticket for the trip. Oh, well, I said, it's a pretty big ship. Besides, the more the merrier. Well, we all got on, and what do you think? That big old boat started to sink. More people kept piling on. That old ship was going down. Didn't look like no way to start a picnic. Well, as soon as I struck my kids and wife, so many people there and there saw in my life. That old ship was sinking down in the water. There were 6,000 people trying to kill each other. Dogs are barking, cats are mewing, women are screaming, fists are flying, men are yelling. Cops are coming, me are running. Maybe we just better call off the picnic. I get shoved down and pushed around. All I remember was a moaning sound. I don't remember nothing more except waking up out there on the shore. My arms were busted. My legs were sprained, my stomach was cracked, my feet were splintered, I was blind, I couldn't walk, I couldn't talk, I couldn't smell, I couldn't walk, crawl, feel, touch. I was bald, I was naked, but lucky to be alive though. like I just climbed out of my casket to grab back hold of my picnic basket. I took the wife and the kids and started home, wishing I never got up that morn, cursing picnics all the way home. I don't care just what you do. If you want to have a picnic, that's up to you. But don't tell me about it, I don't want to hear it. I just lost all my picnic spirit. Stay in my kitchen, have a picnic in my bathroom. Yet it don't seem to me quite so funny what some people are gonna do for money. There's a brand new gimmick every day just to take somebody's money away. I think we ought to take some of these people and put them on a boat and send them up to Bear Mountain for a picnic, for a picnic.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1645. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Wait for the Wagon by the Skirt Lifters. And we just heard a great tune called Dill Pickles, written back in 1906 by Charles Leslie Johnson. Wait for the Wagon is on their own record label. We're listening to more lighthearted music this week. It's been such a serious fall with the presidential campaign and all. We just heard Bob Dylan, recorded back on May the 10th, 1963, at Brandeis University, and we heard Talkin' Bear Mountain Picnic Massacre Blues. That's on Columbia Legacy Records. And before that, We heard from Jimmy Costa, Mark Campbell, and the amazing Jim Lloyd from their recording old-time music of Uncle Dave Macon, Emmett Lundy, and Ed Haley. And we heard one of Uncle Dave's tunes from 1938, She's Got the Money Too. That's on Eastwood Records. And before that, we heard from Groucho Marx from a collection called Here's Groucho. And we heard Hooray for Captain Spaulding. That's on MCA Records. And we let off that set with Peter Ostrushko from his recording Blue Mesa and Horizontal Hold, all about those long winter nights in Minnesota. That's on Red House Records. We're going to lead off this next set with a tune that I often play during fundraisers at our local NPR station, a tune from Steve James, all about folk radio on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Good time last Friday night. Stayed up till half past four. I had a good time last Friday night. Stayed up till half past four. I woke up late on Saturday morning. I turned on folk radio. Such a soft voice. You can tell folk radio. DJ has such a soft voice. While all the other DJs yell and scream and make a lot of noise. You hear bluegrass and Irish music, country blues and Cajun band. You hear bluegrass and Irish music, country blues and Cajun band. Singers who write lyrics this poor boy can't understand. Now these folk singers come to my town. They drive tiny fuel-efficient cars. They folk singers come to my town, driving tiny fuel-efficient cars. Ah, they got stickers on their bumpers, peak limiters on their guitars. Say that's all right, that's all right. Folk singer, sing on. That's all right, that's all right. Folk singer, sing on. I sing that one about the sunrise that's 15 verses long. Folk singers live up in the mountains. I'm down here in a low down low. Ah, folk singers live in a mountain. I'm down here in a low down low. I get up early Saturday morning to turn on folk radio. I get up Saturday morning, I turn on folk radio.
Got a letter just this morning. It was postmarked Omaha. It was typed and neatly written, offering me this better job at higher wages, expenses paid, and a car. But I'm on TV here locally, and I can't quit. I'm a star. I come on the TV, a grinning, wearing pistols and a hat. It's a kiddie show, and I'm a hero of the younger set. And the number one attraction, never supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omaha, thanks a lot. Kansas City star, that's what I are. You're the little daddy, you're the same car. Drop a big old Cadillac with wire wheels. Got rhinestones on the spokes. I got credit down at my grocery store, and my barber tells me jokes. I'm the number one attraction, every supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omaha, thanks a lot. Kansas City star, that's what I are. You're the little lady, you're the same car. Drive a big old Cadillac with wire wheels. Got rhinestones on the spokes. I got credit down at the grocery store, and my barber tells me jokes. I'm the number one attraction, never supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omaha, thanks a lot. That Taryn's gonna have a Popeye cartoon in a minute.
Way back last century, I joined America Online. Had to come up with a password, something uniquely mine. I picked the word lightning, I have no idea why. Lightning's gonna be my password until the day I die. Then I opened an account with Amazon. They wanted a password too. So again I picked the word lightning. That was a logical thing to do. Then I joined Facebook. They said a single word was not sufficient. They want both the letters and numbers to be safe and efficient. So I added the number 52 to my word lightning. Lightning 52 is my Facebook password. My online skills are heightening. But then I read it's dangerous to use the same password everywhere. So I thought, okay, what's easy to remember? And a company's lightning up in the air. Thunder! That'll be my new password as I download iTunes. But they also want a number, so Thunder 1 is what I picked that afternoon. Then I joined satellite radio, another password to create. What goes with lightning and thunder? Hail! That'll work just great. But they said, no, hail is too short a word. But hailstones, that works fine. I've already come a long way from lightning and obsolete America Online. Then I joined Gmail. Lightning, thunder, hailstones, twister. But they tell me that's a weak password. So I consult my little sister. Now, when you have computer trouble, you can't go to anybody older and wiser. Because there is nobody older and wiser. So my little sister said, how about the word hurricane? But add a number to make it secure. So Hurricane 53 kept the bad guys from my digital door. So far, so good, till the day Facebook let me know. Somebody hacked into my account. My old password has gotta go. Oh no! Lightning 52 became Lightning 53, but only for a couple of weeks. Cause then my account got hacked again, and my password needed tweaks. But Lightning 54 was rejected. They said it was way too close to Lightning 53. So I made a bold choice. Humidity 9, that's the new password for me. Now everything was A-OK until the day I let a friend use my laptop. She did something to my AOL account that brought it to a screeching stop. They said she emailed way too many people, so my account got junked. I could reopen it in 24 hours, but my password was now defunct. So AOL gave me a new password, my zip code, and my initials. But they said if I didn't like it, I could change it back to something more creative and less official. Well, I tried changing it back to Lightning, but they said, nope, gotta pick another word. So for whatever reason, at that particular moment in time, Typhoon 56 is what I prefer. Lightning, Lightning 52, Thunder 1, okay. Hailstones, Hurricane 53, can be safe and secure, da-da. Lightning 53, Lightning 54. I'm starting to get confused. What is that the password for? Humidity 9, CL10025. I think I'm starting to overload my brain's external drive. Typhoon 56, I don't remember what that does. If only I could go back to the time when Lightning was the only password I had to remember, the only password to memorize, the only password to open Sesame, everything under digital skies. For the days of the single, simple password are ancient history. I'm gonna change my password too. I'm an old idiot. 123.
There was this king nodding in his garden all alone when his brother in his ear poured a little bit of henbane, stole his brother's crown and his money and his widow. But the dead king walked and got his son and said, "Hey, listen, kiddo, I've been killed, and it's your duty to take revenge on Claudius. Kill him quick and clean, then show the nation what a fraud he is." The kid says, "Right, I'll do it, but I'll need to play it crafty so that no one will suspect me. I'll kid on that I'm a dafty." So, for all except Horatio, and he trusts him as a friend, Hamlet, that's the boy, he kids on, he's round the bend, and because he's not yet willing for obligatory killing, he tries to make his uncle think he's tuppence off the shilling. He takes a rise out of Polonius, treats poor Ophelia vile, he tells Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Denmark's bloody bile. Then a troop of traveling actors like 784 arrive to do a special one-night gig in Elsinore. Hamlet, Hamlet, acting barmy. Hamlet, Hamlet, loves his mommy. Hamlet, Hamlet, hesitating. He wonders if the ghosts are fake, and that is why he's waiting. So Hamlet wrote a scene for the players to enact, so Horatio and him could watch to see if Claudius cracked. The play was called The Mousetrap, not the one that's running now. And sure enough, the king walked out before the scene was through. So Hamlet's got the proof that Claudius gave his dad the dose, the only trouble being now that Claudius knows he knows. So while Hamlet tells his mother her new husband's not a fit man, Uncle Claude takes out a contract with the English king as hitman. So when Hamlet killed Polonius, the concealed corpus delicti was the king's excuse to send him for an English hempen necktie with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern to make sure that he got there. But Hamlet jumped the boat and put the finger straight on that pair. And when Laertes heard his dad's killed in the bedroom of the heiress, he came racing back to Elsinore, toot sweet Hotfoot from Paris, and Ophelia, with her dad killed by the man she wished to marry. After saying it with flowers, she committed Harry Carey. Hamlet, Hamlet, no messin'. Hamlet, Hamlet, learned his lesson. Hamlet, Hamlet, Yorick's crust convinced him all men, good or bad, at last must come to dust. Then Laertes lost his cool, he was demanding retribution. The king says, keep your head and I'll provide you a solution. So he arranged a sword fight for the interested parties, with a blunted sword for Hamlet and a sharp sword for Laertes. And to make double sure the old belt and braces line, he fixed up a poison sword tip and a poison cup of wine. The poison sword got Hamlet, but Laertes went and muffed it, because he got stabbed himself and he confessed before he snuffed it. Then Hamlet's mummy drank the wine, and as her face turned blue, Hamlet said, I think this king's a baddie through and through. Well, incestuous, murderous, damned Dane, he said to be precise, then made up for hesitating once by killing Claudius twice, because he stabbed him with the sword and forced the wine between his lips, and then he said, the rest is silence, and he cashed in all his chips. They fired a volley over him that shook the topmost rafter. Then fort and brass knee-deep in Danes lived happy ever after. Hamlet, Hamlet, end of story. Hamlet, Hamlet, very gory. Hamlet, Hamlet, I'm on my way. And if you thought that was confusing, you should read the bloody play.
Because of you, I close my eyes each time I yodel. And so shall be for now. It might be better if I'd hung out at the hotel, and I'd never got to see you anymore. It's almost certain if I turn and look right at you, I'll get to wish you stayed at home. So now I'm standing trying not to be a statue, if I never get to see. Because of you, I close my eyes each time I yodel, and so shall it be for now. It might be better if I'd hung out at the hotel, and I'd never got to see you anymore.
I want to come in here right now with a word from Do Tell Records. Yes, Do Tell Records presents Marvin and Mavis Smiley's 114th album. Congratulations, Marvin and Mavis. It's their newest album called Down Home Diva. The Marvin and Mavis Smiley Way. It's by Mozart, Rossini, and Verdi's Rigoletto.
La na na mobile, quel dio da vento, vita de cento, evi in zero. Donna loves automobiles, she drives fast at the wheel. Too much electro, mucho accidental.
Manhattan Valley Boys singing arias from operas that will broaden and deepen your family's musical horizons, but sung in the familiar and beloved bluegrass style, all on one CD, including this from Carmen.
Toreador in Garden, Toreador, Toreador, I saw a spin with Capitan, Che Marie Garden, Toreador,
Mavis Smiley, the Manhattan Valley Boys, with an album of opera hits. You'd expect to pay $8, $9, $10, $15, $20 for an album this good. Instead, for Mother's Day weekend only, $6.95 for Down Home Diva, including Un Bel D from Madam Butterfly. Yes, folks, maybe you have not purchased an opera album for a while, realizing that so many of the stories about infidelity and gods and goddesses, but Marvin and Mavis Smiley's Down Home Diva album is approved for the entire family. No Wagner on this album whatsoever. Verdi, Puccini, and Rossini.
Largo al facto de la città. Largo. Figaro.
Figaro.
It's the Down Home Diva album with Marvin and David Smiley. Opera done the way you like it, as bluegrass. And as an extra added bonus, Musetta's Waltz from La Boheme. Never fails to make me laugh, Robin and Linda Williams from their recording Radio Songs and their alter egos, Marvin and Mavis Smiley with Down Home Diva. That's on Red House Records. And before that, we heard a short tune from John Hartford's Aeroplane record called Because of You. That's on Rounder. And before that, the story of Hamlet, done by Michael Cooney from Together Again on Cove Haven Records. And before that, we heard from Christine Lavin from her recording, If You Drunk, You Cannot Buy a Puppy. And we heard Remembering My Passwords. And before that, we heard from Roger Miller from his greatest hits and one of my favorite of his songs. And I love his music, Kansas City Star. That's on Mercury Records. And we let off that set with Steve James from Short Blue Stories and Folk Radio. Hope you've enjoyed our show Just for Laughs this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1645.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening.